Now, downtown to Washington, D.C., where thousands of women are expected to gather for the third annual Women's March. It's a protest movement that began in 2017 and still embodies many of the same ideas, women's rights, including reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, and more. But the message this year has been somewhat diluted by controversy among the leaders of the march. NPR's Danielle Kurtz-Lieben is at Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. Marchers are just filing in. Danielle, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
What are you hearing and seeing so far today?
All right, so this march is not the march that people might remember that was on the Mall in 2017, because this march is not on the Mall. It is at Freedom Plaza, like you were saying, in downtown D.C. Perhaps fittingly, it is situated just between the White House at one end and the Trump Hotel at the other end. So those sort of loom over this. But what we're seeing is, you know, people are filing in. The plaza, which is a block long, is maybe half full. There's a few hundred people here, but things aren't really scheduled to kick off until 10, and the march doesn't happen until 11. And there's a lot of those pink hats that we've seen for the last few years at these marches. So different venue, and it feels different to some of the marchers as well. I spoke to a woman named Ellen Burns. She came down from Boston with her daughters, and she said that this is just a different feeling march for her than the 27 one that she attended.
I guess we're not getting, well, we have some audio, but let me...
No, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a sense of, instead of these marchers fearing what is coming from the president, which they were in 2017, this year they're reacting to the policies that they very much dislike from this president.
Let me ask you about the controversy without further ado, because there have been accusations, among other things, that a number of the leaders of the march are anti-Semitic and have been part of anti-Semitic activities.
Right. So this, the latest big dust-up over this is from one of the main leaders of the march, Tamika Mallory. She has some ties to Louis Farrakhan, who is the leader of the Nation of Islam, and he has said some anti-Semitic things over the years, which of course upset many of the march supporters. So that has
More than just saying anti-Semitic things. Anti-Semitism's at the heart of his philosophy.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that has led plenty of women to say, you know, I don't know if I want to be near the march this year. And not just women, but some groups. In the last few days, the Daily Beast first reported that I saw that the DNC had its name pulled from the partners list on the march's website. The National Organization for Women, I saw, is no longer on the website. A group called Emerge America, which trains women for office, is no longer listed. So some of these big groups, now is a huge group, are no longer affiliated with the march. So this is not a small thing.
And there's so many presidential candidates right now, but nobody talking to that group there, right?
Well, yes. The last I saw on the speakers list, the only politician I saw is Lucy McBath, recently elected from Georgia. However, we do know Kirsten Gillibrand is speaking at the Des Moines March,
yeah.
So there are some politicians speaking around the country, just maybe not here in D.C.
Do you see the divisions out there reflected in any way?
I have not yet, but then again, I should add that there are two other marches scheduled to take place in D.C. alone today. And we do know that in many other cities, there are multiple marches going on. Some cities have canceled marches, so The controversy is reverberating nationwide, but we will see exactly how it plays out today.
Danielle Kurtz-Lieben on the job for us there at Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. Danielle, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.